Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Kate Brown, and Kate is the owner of Cultured Life Food. And we're going to talk about a couple of things today because you do several different products. You make ghee, you also make quinoa flour, and you also make gamasio.
That's right.
Yeah, so those are three really different sorts of things. Let's talk about ghee first. How did you get started making ghee?
Really as a better than butter product. From where I come from, my mom and my grandmother, they use butter and salt and pepper to flavor almost everything. And when I moved here a little over 20 years ago, I became aware of ghee. And at that particular time, Catherine Feldenkrais, she was, from what I knew, the only person that really made ghee on the market. It was Purity Farms, which she utilized Organic Valley butter for her product. Anyway, but these days, yeah, there's a lot of ghee products.
Are there a lot of small ghee manufacturers?
There are a lot of small ghee manufacturers, which I think is really neat because in every area there's different nutrients in the soil, and that really comes out through the cream and through the dairy. And so dairy that's sourced from specific locations, you can get that nutrients and that value through that cream. And that's one thing that's really fortunate here in Humboldt County, in the relationship to Rumiano. They're really known for their cheese.
Uh-huh.
They started in the early 20s, in their fourth generation. But sometime in the 90s, I believe it was, they got into butter manufacturing. And they manufacture it on site in Crescent City. And they have a dairy truck that delivers cream every day to their site in Crescent City, and the organic cream comes from a little over 22 certified organic family dairies in Del Norte and Humboldt County, and part of that is used for the butter production.
Uh-huh.
So I've had the opportunity to go there and tour their site, and I'm most impressed with everything that they do. I'm not so much of a cheese person, but I've been recommending their cheese to everybody, more just because of all of their production methods down to their water recycling and their ability to reuse most of everything within their production
facility.
That's
great, because I think people don't really realize how much water is used in dairy production, and it's a lot.
They said in their facility there, I think it's 22,000 gallons that they use per day just in the cleaning of their facility.
Yeah.
So that they can actually recycle and reuse that, I think is
that's pretty nice. Yeah, that's pretty great that they're thinking about that sort of thing. So they have a pretty high quality product.
On all levels, and not just because of the soils there. I mean, too, because of here. They have farms here in Lolita and Ferndale that they also get their cream from. And one of their big farmers is Alexander Family Farm. And they have farms all over. I think they're 3,000 pasture acres is what they manage. I've gotten to go there and tour their farm with one of their sons. And it's beautiful around Crescent City where they live. But yeah, I think they collect cream from other areas.
Okay. And then you've learned how to then turn the butter into ghee.
Well, it's not a terribly hard process.
Well, it's nice
just
that somebody
more
does
time
it for you.
Consuming. That's it. It's more time consuming. And it kind of is, I mean, in the same way of butter. I mean, you know, you can hand churn butter or you can churn butter at home. And that's not a terribly hard process. But yeah, it's very time consuming. And on a production level, I've realized that's it's a different story.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, it's not that hard. It's a matter of just heating unsalted butter to certain temperatures. And basically, you're taking away or you're cooking away the water and the insoluble fats.
Uh-huh.
So there are lots of health qualities, and it's very trendy these days because of a lot of diets, you know, the Whole30 diet and the paleo lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
So I think for that reason, too, that there's a lot of small, you know, ghee companies.
So when you say small, like when you're whipping up a batch of ghee, how much ghee are you making?
Well, per time for me, right now I produce 80 pounds in a day of time, but I really need to be producing 200. So for me, this whole business has, or this part of my business has really grown a lot. And I can't currently keep up with the orders that I have. So that's been great for me. And all at the same time, that's, I'm wondering how to manage that.
So how much cream does it take to make 80 pounds of ghee? How much loss is there in terms of solids and water?
Well, for me, in the process that I use, I usually get, let's see, 10 pounds of butter will make 12 10-ounce jars. So 160 ounces of butter would make 120 ounces of ghee.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's like almost a fourth loss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with that part that, well, the water boils off, but there's a certain amount of solids. What do you do with
that? I've been taking that to Thule Farms for their hog there. And I know it's just like a cocktail, a fat cocktail for it, because I don't really have such a huge production. But currently, right now,
I
that's what
I've been
doing.
I bet they come running when they see that.
I haven't gotten to do that part of it yet. I usually leave it in a bucket with a lid on top of it.
Uh-huh.
But I hope so. I hope they do.
Okay. And now, so you're making the ghee and, okay, I went on your website and I read that your kitchen is silent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That you do it on the waxing full moon.
Oh, yeah. I was try to do that. And there are batches that I have that, and this past has been the supermoon, so
That's right,
that was really
so what effect does that have with the ghee?
Well, like, in Ayurvedic, which is where this comes from, in that culture and tradition, they believed a lot that the cream had a more potency during that time, so for that sort of auspicious health quality. That's
okay.
Where that comes
great.
From
Great. Well, added benefits. I'm all for it. So when you have ghee, how long does it keep? Because it seems like you're getting rid of the things that are the things that tend to go bad if something's going to go bad in butter.
Yeah, it does have a long shelf life. That's one thing that I've been considering lately, and I really am promoting the freshness of ghee because I like the freshness of cream. In Ayurvedic culture, which again is where this comes from, the older the ghee sometimes is considered better. So I do keep some each year on the side to see
what that's gonna... I think it's like these fine cheeses. They're sitting on the shelf waiting so that you can try them later and see how they develop over time.
Over time. And so I'm doing that to see how that is, but not as something to, you know, market or to share with people. More as just something for fun to have.
Okay.
Because I do. I think of it more as a fresh product. So I put a shelf life of 6 months.
Okay.
But, you know, I think of it like I like the more the idea of having a club around it and having in different areas everybody having their ghee and their butter and their cream production, people that are into animal fats, and then everybody having, you know, what's fresh. So whatever you're gonna maybe you get it every month, you know, and use that 10 ounces or 16 ounces or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, we're running out of time today, so I'm hoping we can come back next week and we can talk a little bit about making quinoa flour and making gamasio.
Oh, sounds good.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Kate Brown.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.